Lebanon's basketball team lost their opening game of the Under-19 World Cup to Slovenia 74-58 in Debrecen, Hungary, on Saturday. A poor start to the U-19 World Cup for the country of the Cedar. The young Lebanese lost their opener on Saturday at the competition held in Debrecen, Hungary. Opposed to Slovenia on the first day of the U-19 World Cup, Lebanon lost 58-74 at the Ala Gabor Arena Stadium, in the face of diligent opponents. Despite waking up at the end of the game, Lebanon broke their teeth on their opponent's defense and got their competition off to a poor start. Charbel Elbak's protégés quickly trailed at the start of the game due to a poor shooting percentage, and ended the first 10 minutes 9 points behind. In the second quarter, the Lebanese recovered a little. Led by an outstanding Brian Manser, Lebanon clawed their way back into the game, but Slovenia refused to give up. The Europeans crossed the halfway line with a 12-point viatical. Late awakening. And in the second half, the Slovenians kept their foot on the gas pedal, taking a 6-point lead straight from the break. Trailing by 16 points with 10 minutes to go, the Lebanese decided to let their horses run, but it was too late. All the more so when their pivot Karim Artale went out in the final quarter after picking up his 5th foul of the game. Despite trailing by just 4 points with 5 minutes to go, 61-57, Slovenia calmly managed the end of the game and won their first match against the Lebanese, who will have to do much better in the rest of the competition. Lebanon's best players were Brian Manser, who scored a whopping 20 points despite the defeat, and Karl-Chris Zamata, who added 11 points. Karl Artale also contributed with 11 points. Defensively, Zamata led the team with a total of 7 rebounds. Despite their efforts, the team struggled with turnovers, 19, and had a lower shooting percentage, 36.36%, than Slovenia, 43.75%. On the Slovenian side, Jan Vid led the way with a 20-point performance. Alan Zulik and Arno Sajnik also contributed with 8 points each, while Blaž Tratar and Jan Zemljic added 6 and 10 points respectively. Slovenia was dominant in terms of rebounds, with 48 to Lebanon's 34. Lebanon-Madagascar on Sunday. Despite the defeat, the young Lebanese team showed great potential and resilience, but was also sorely lacking in experience against Slovenia. On Sunday at 8:30 p.m., Lebanon take on Madagascar in a match in which they will be keen to bounce back from their setback against Slovenia. The match promises to be decisive. A lot of work ahead for Lebanese coach Charbel Elbak and his assistants Vinko Bakic and Georges Khalid.